Oh, it's windy. It's windy and it's overcast and it's grey, and we're in, well, we're far away from our homes, that's all we can say. We're in a secret location. I could hear a plane in the distance then.
Stop it.
It feels like home.
But you know what? We're by a park bench and it has been raining, so we always feel at home.
There's also a sign that says, ooh, please stay off the croquet green.
Oh my gosh.
Verge maintenance.
How middle class.
So that might paint a picture of, you know, what we're looking at right now. How are you? I'm Claire and this is Anna and this is the Cinema World podcast. Today we're talking about planning because it's this time of year when we get into holiday mode, when the weather is warm and we want to stay out and maybe pop to the beer garden and whew, all those kind of things. The kids are off school.
Oh, yeah.
This is the point maybe where there is the option to check out of not going to group, to avoiding weigh-in.
Yes.
To going off large.
I always think a good summer prepares you for a brilliant winter and then a brilliant January. So, yeah. That temptation to stay away, though, like, oh, it's too busy, I can't fit it in. I always give my members, put it in your diary as something that is not movable. Group has got to be there for your sanity.
Shall we sit down at a bench?
Oh, I do like sitting down.
Can you sit down on this side?
Oh, no. Oh, no. Where are we going? Today to you. Oh, hello. Ooh.
It's always good, isn't it, to take a pause, I think, at this time of year, because it's easy to drift in summer. I've definitely kind of said, I'll be fine. You know, I hope it'll all be okay. I hope I can come out of summer losing even more, you know, than I've lost now. And I've not really had a strategy or a plan in place.
Yeah.
And so I've just drifted and then I've kind of, you know, my lifeboat has kind of come away from the edge and I feel far drifted at ocean. And I've started September thinking, how the heck have I got here?
It's like you've blinked, isn't it?
Yeah.
In your mooring is totally lost. It's that hope is a strategy, and hope isn't a good enough strategy, is it? You've got to have firm plans that allow you to have lots of fun, lots of spontaneity, but you've got that toolkit that protects you and allows you to lose weight. Because I think many people think, oh, it's summer, I can't. I've got this going on, this going on, this going on. You absolutely can. Some of my best weight losses have come in summer, actually.
Wow.
Mm.
I mean, the thing is, whether you're a Slimming World member or not and you're listening to this, that's okay. If you're not and you're curious, perhaps,
welcome.
There's so many different tools. There's so many different planners, the 7-day plan meal. We kind of thought, hang on a sec, we've got so many different Slimming World kind of things up our sleeve that maybe now is a good time to kind of tell people what's available, whether you're a member or you're not a member, actually, because some of the Slimming World food type stuff is actually available even if you're not a member.
All of it is now, isn't it? Yeah. We've got a Slim World Kitchen, Iceland Range, our new wraps. Oh my goodness me, I'm obsessed. Our hi-fi bars, they're available in Iceland. 7-day meal planners in the magazine. Everything's at your disposal.
Why don't we kind of go through some of those? Because the thing that most people may say in summer is that when it gets busy, then that's when potentially they lose sight. So for me, it's about looking for how to keep this easy.
Yeah.
And also making sure that you're putting free food first. So there's, 360 plus different free foods. And that's really at the core of the Slimming World plan. So if we start with something that is completely free food, which is the Slimming World Kitchen recipe box that you can order in. The slimmingworldkitchen.co.uk. We've talked about this on previous episodes as well. But this box that you order either meal for two or meal for four, it's a bit like, you know, the other boxes that you may have heard about, HelloFresh, Gusto, all the other ones. But this one is unique in that it's completely made by the Slimming World chefs, or picked out. They've hand tested it, tasted it, and it's all completely made of free food.
Do you want to hear something amazing? I recently broke my wrist, so I've been unable to cook, chop in the way I would. So my beautiful little 8-year-old has been cooking all the Slim World meals from the Slim World Kitchen. I've been lighting the stove or putting the oven on, lifting the tray in, but she has cooked, literally. Yeah, that's how brilliant they are, step by step. She's like, Mummy, I'm a chef now. But it's really brought us together. food learning, excitement. She's trying new things. I don't have to think about the food shopping. It's just delivered. I know that there's always a portion for lunch and that I don't get bored. I don't know if you feel this with Slim Hill Kitchen, but I'm trying exciting things. I'm trying variety and I'm really satisfied because they're big portions.
I mean, we were away for a few days and before we went away, I knew that we wouldn't probably have time to go do the shop and the plan of things. So I just ordered 3 Slim & World Kitchen meals to arrive the day that we got back.
Genius.
So we pulled up, you know, outside the house and there's the box. Yeah. And then we can just straight away make the meal. I mean, I think, you know, whether you are going away and whether there's stuff that you can control, you can't control, that's, you know, maybe a slightly different subject. But it's about what you can do when you are back home or back in that routine.
I've had quite a few members that have ordered them if they're going to like a cottage or a holiday home so that they're there for them. Also, one of my genius Target members said she just batch cooks it. So that's really helped me order them, batch cook them, then they're in the freezer. So I don't even have to give it a second thought. I've kind of forward protected myself, if that's even a phrase.
Forward protected.
Like I've thought ahead.
Do you know what Matt's family say? They often say like, do the tidying up before you go to bed and then get 100%. Things out for breakfast.
100%.
And they described it as a gift to your future self.
Isn't it? Because there's nothing nicer than waking up, the kitchen's clean, everything's organised, and you're like, yes, thank gosh.
You're going to make better decisions right from the off.
Exactly. And that's why Slim World Kitchen's really helped me, because on those times when I'm tired and I just want to call for a takeaway and it takes 30 minutes for the takeaway to arrive, Daisy's cooked my dinner. It's all sorted.
Oh, wow. She's trained her well.
She's done so,
so
good.
So the other thing that is also completely made of free food, really easy and simple if you live near an Iceland or the Range.
The Range or Dunstalls.
Oh, yeah. Right. Okay. So tell us about the Slim & World Ice & Range, because I've got to be honest, for me, I used to always have ready meals and frozen meals. Yeah. It was a bit of a trigger for me. And I actually quite like the process of cooking for myself.
Yeah. Okay.
So I haven't had anything from the Ice & Range for quite a while. What's there?
Oh, they're my saviour. So not all of it. Well, there are a few that have healthy extras in it. So look out for those, because they will say on them that they've got your healthy extra cheese in them. But the rest of them are free on our new range of wraps is healthy extras. So there are things from chips to curries to pastas to burgers to salmon to veggie to vegan. There is 64 things listed on the Iceland website currently.
64?
In the current range. And again, that won't all be available at every store depending on the size and location of your store. But my absolute firm favourite, I always have a bag of the chips, the burgers and a curry in the freezer so that I absolutely know I can have a meal in minutes. And they do the lunch pots. They have been a saving grace for me because they're 8 minutes in the microwave. I take them out the day before so they've defrosted and then it'd be like 4 or 5 minutes in the microwave. But there's something for everyone and the portions are massive. They're what I save for a Saturday night when I really don't want to cook. They're what I save when I know I'm having a big wobble and I just know I need something super tasty and super fast. So I'd really recommend trying them. But the genius thing about them, they've all got the recipe on the cover. So Margaret's real wish was that we could replicate these things at home, because in an ideal world, we'd all cook from scratch every single day. But we know that's not a reality for everyone. So it's a great stepping stone for someone like me who was takeaway mad, wasn't ready to go and cook, actually to make that transition to really nutrient dense food that was quick and accessible.
You know, and some of my friends who are fellow members, we don't have an Iceland in Glossop anymore, but they are like in Marple and Hyde, a bit further out, but they order in.
Yes.
So then you haven't got that worry about, I've got to drive home, I'm stuck in traffic and everything's defrosting.
I know, that's the worst bit, isn't it? And the great thing is there are a lot of, in different parts of the country, they're on other kind of delivery apps as well. You can get like 3 for £18 on, which has been a real game changer for me, because I may be tempted to go on one of those apps and order a takeaway and then I see the Slim & World meal flash up. I'm like, right, going to order that. So real game changer. The chips, I have to say, they're so, I know you can make your own chips, but sometimes, you know, if Phil's got oven chips and I'm like, no, I want oven chips, I feel like I don't get FOMO then.
Do they still do the curry sauce?
Well, there you can find it, but not currently in every store.
I remember actually with my friend Michelle when we were first joined up together, actually we went to, I think it was Iceland, and we got a few of the different
burgers.
Ranges, and we did like a Friday night,
it wasn't burgers.
We had like almost like a Chinese takeaway buffet.
Oh, I love that.
So we had like, you know, just we put them all in the middle of the table and spooned a bit of each, So then you feel like, you know, you're getting a few meals in one and you're sharing it.
Yeah, and the curries are brilliant. The portions are what gets me. I had a new member recently. She was like, that's not meant all for me. I was like, yep, if you want to eat it, it's all free. So it's knowing you're going to be satisfied by them as well. Really tasty.
And so the Slimming World wraps are a new addition, really, in only the last few months. So people may have known that there were only certain wraps that were healthy extra B. So that means they've got enough fibre in.
And they were small, the ones that were available.
So the Slim World have now got these wraps. They are available in white and wholemeal. Although I've heard in our area, we can only get the white ones.
Well, it depends.
In demand.
It depends where you go. Like, my wholemeal's all I could find in mine.
Oh.
But they're 10 and a half inches. They are so satisfying.
It's not all about size. No,
with the wrap it is, darling. I've made pizzas. I've made pies. I've made tortilla chips out of them. We're obsessed by them in our house.
We did nachos.
Really tasty. And again, it's that kind of thinking about those things that you might really want to eat, like a pizza. Our favourite thing is a bag of frozen Slimming World chips and a pizza that we make. We all have different toppings and really enjoy it. Also made an apple pie out of it. Yeah, sinning some, like a tin of like, you know, apple sauce, made that, put it in the crimpet. Oh, pure delight.
I mean, I suppose with the Iceland range, again, that's another option that if you know you're going away, get your Iceland delivery before you go away, and you know you've got it in your freezer, good to go for when you're back. And it just gives you that, like, kind of extra leeway, doesn't it, when you're kind of arriving back, or if you've got a lot of things on, then you've just got that couple of days buffer to just tide you over. And then when you've got a bit more energy and you've done all your washing, then you can sit down and do the proper planning, which we've done endless episodes about that kind of stuff.
Do you know, I remember when Daisy was about 3 months old, I just did a full week of it, where I literally planned out my overnight oats for breakfast, and then I had lunch and my evening meal, which was Slimming World Kitchen, and I lost 4 pounds that week. I think because I'd just taken the faff out of it. I just didn't, because, you know, sometimes you're just so overwhelmed with life, you just want to take the thought process out. That's what the Iceland range really helps me with.
Yeah, keep it, make it easy. Yeah. It's not meant to be punishment and hard and boring.
Yeah.
Actually, the amount of range within the Slimming World kind of
umbrella
term, that it's meant to be fun, you're meant to fill up, and it's about eating the right food so you're not going hungry. You know, and also something that the whole family can enjoy. That is really crucial.
And again, that's what Slimming World Kitchen has really helped us to do, to all eat the same meal and really, really enjoy it. And Daisy to get in the kitchen, which being able to teach her has really inspired me to kind of want to show her the right path with food.
I'm just going to give you an analogy right now. So we're sat in a park, obviously Croquet Square, looking beautiful in front of us. And a dad and two boys have just cycled past us. And one of the boys just fell off his bike.
Badly,
he's all right, actually. Yeah, he's all right. But you know what? Isn't there something there about, you know, getting back on it and keeping going? Because he's going to have to get back on that bike and cycle home somehow, isn't he? But he's okay. There's no broken bones.
Do you know when he's got one of those gravel grazes? Oh, they're the worst. Oh, they are painful.
Yeah. So this idea about getting back on it when you kind of have a bit of a wobble, I mean, other things then. Let's kind of come back to stuff. The Slimming World magazine is in your hand.
It is.
How good is the Slimming World magazine? Especially if you've got that kind of, I'm going to sit in the garden with a cup of tea. And you have a read through and you get your highlighter and you're folding pages and you get your scissors and you're chopping out recipes. You're pinning it up in your kitchen. I mean, it's even got QR codes now.
I mean, QR codes have changed my life. That is no word of exaggeration. I'm just looking for the 7-day meal planner because...
With one arm.
It's so hard when you lose your dominant arm. It really, really is. What's the magazine really helps me with when I have lost all ability to think is just about, you know, the 7-day eating plan. It allows you to scan and shop.
So, well, the one we're looking at, I don't know, it might be out of date.
This is the current magazine.
Okay, right. Yeah. So on this one, it's got page 54. Scan to find your week's shopping list. And so is this only for members or is this for everyone?
Well, this is for everyone because it will show you the QR code. This is the magazine that's sold everywhere in groups, but also out in the real world. You can get this in your local shop. It is cheaper in your Slimming World group. Oh, he's back on his bike.
The The lad's back on his bike and he's cycling away. Oh,
oh, I love this. But do you know what this really allows me to feel? Is a sense of control, a sense of smugness, but also it takes me right sometimes out of my comfort zone to try things that I wouldn't normally, you know, try. Like, look at this. This is a chicken and lentil casserole. That would not be something that would be on my radar. But, you know, if I've said I'm going to try it, it can be really helpful. Also, look at this jacket potato with loaded beans. This is what we call pimped up beans in my group, where you've added the speed-free food, which is the lowest kind of calorie food, but the most dense, into your baked beans. Pimp it up. But this really does help. Also, on the website, there are meat versions, vegan versions, veggie versions as well, but this just really talks you through how to fill up on the free food, add in your healthy extras, choose your sins and make some simple swaps. So it is a really, really simple way of absolutely getting into food optimizing.
Love that. And again, these magazines are available for non-members, so yeah, if you're curious about how does it work in the slimming world land, have a look at some of these tools. Even in the Slim Old Kitchen, you get the booklet, and at the front of it and the back of it, it explains more. Now, let's just say then, Anna, it's, you know, we're on our summer holiday, the rain is pouring, we want to stay inside, we're in the Airbnb or the villa, or maybe just at home, to be honest, trying to entertain rowdy children, whatever it would be, and the rain starts pouring. Naturally, you want to go inside right now, don't you? And get to cafes,
yeah,
and, I don't know, go to restaurants. You want to hide and hibernate and eat. Mm. And again, if you're a Slimmerworld member, then the features section on the app. If you haven't downloaded the app,
do it today.
Yeah. It's really helpful. And it goes through even different types of restaurants.
Yes.
You know, I was going to Wagamama.
Oh, my safe space.
Other Japanese restaurants are available.
Have you done a Build Your Bowl? Have you done that?
I did. Remember the other week we were talking about Donburi?
Yes. I'm going tonight to Build Your
Bowl. I did a Donburi.
Did you? Oh,
yes.
That's where we're going for dinner tonight.
We spent ages going, what's a Donburi, yeah, a few weeks ago. And then I went to that particular restaurant, and there it was. And it was a, because at the bottom you fill it with sticky rice, which was sin free.
Yeah, so good. And again, all those sins are listed online if you're a member, but it's knowing those safe spaces. You know, actually, if you're walking into a cafe, it's making sure you've got something in your bag. You know, you don't kind of pick one of those cakes that's 25 and a half sins. You know, you have that kind of plan in place. I think where I've always gone wrong is that not planning for the unexpected. I need to have a toolkit I can roll out on occasions like this, which knows my safe restaurants, but also knows that I've got a bag of supplies. We were talking before, weren't we, about eating before we go out and actually protecting ourselves by eating, so we're not starving. We don't get to that point of being over hungry where your car suddenly drives into a fast food restaurant and you're like, no, I'd planned to be brilliant today. So understanding where you're liable to wobble is key.
In my bag right now, I've got a mega salad box.
Have you?
We've been growing our own, right?
Ooh.
So I've got my own lettuce, radish, spinach.
Oh, you didn't kill
all
it?
My own herbs.
Yeah.
I didn't kill it.
No, you were worried your husband was going to kill it while you were away, weren't you?
Oh, no, that's the next batch.
Oh, that's the next batch.
Yeah,
okay.
We're on succession planning, obviously.
You're a farmer?
No.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I'm giving it a go. But
yeah.
So anyway, I've come out today knowing that I'm going to be out for several hours.
Yep.
We're kind of going on this mystery tour. and I just know, you know, we don't know what's going to be open today,
no,
what's in the cafe. So I've come with my apple, my satsuma, my hi-fi bar, and the biggest, daddiest salad box
that
I thought I could just dip in and dip out.
Love this. Well, I just stepped in that cafe and all there was a deep fat fryer and cake. So that's not our friend. Do you know what I mean?
No.
So being prepared is really important, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay, what other tools are there? What else have we missed off the list?
I think the tools that really, really are key are using the psychological tools to help you understand where you may kind of have a place that is harder than others. So if you're thinking about, you know, the weekend being hard, making sure you're using those tools of planning in the weekend, understanding things like your tipping point with alcohol, because that can lead to you making different choices, but also getting excited. So using the repertoire of information available, you know, the Slimmer blog is brilliant. That has so many different meal ideas, but using the recipes as well and getting excited, but also, you know, doing a food shop. I think that's a massive tool. I don't know about you. I've tried to food optimize just using the local co-op and grabbing and going, and it's not as successful as if I get the big food shop in, I batch cook That is one of my biggest game changers, is, you know, making the dinner and then making sure I've got two extra portions so it can go in the freezer. If I'm going to make a big salad, putting it in a Tupperware so it's airtight in the fridge so I can keep grabbing it. Making sure the fridge is stocked with safe foods for me, you know, it's not laden with those triggers, but full of, you know, all that free food that I know is going to protect me.
Yeah, absolutely. And obviously, don't forget your body magic.
Yes.
You know, the other benefit, I suppose, of it being warmer, more pleasant weather, the rain stopped now. You know, is remember those first two parts of the body magic, there are five, but the first two are sitting still less and everyday movement. 100%. Now, that's just a way of kind of getting that habit kind of installed, because we know when we get to, say, maybe October, November, can be a little bit more challenging.
Yeah.
But now's the time if you want to fix that habit of going for a walk around the block after you've had your evening meal instead of just sat still watching telly, grazing on whatever's left over.
Exactly.
Why not use this to plan in that time to go for a walk with a friend, with your partner, with
you
your children.
Yeah,
exactly, right? You just listen to the podcast. We've got a whole load of back catalogues. We've got whole loads of different podcasts about how to navigate summer, how to navigate your way through picnics, barbecues. You can just search through either on Apple Podcasts, Spotify for our back catalogue. Members, you'll find all of our different podcasts on the app, including all of the bonus member ones where we go a little bit deeper and into the kind of layers behind the psychology of the plan. So that's always worth checking out. And so the other thing I was thinking about actually was YouTube. How often do people really use YouTube? And Slimming World's YouTube channel even has cook-alongs.
It does.
So instead of watching your usual rubbish on telly, why not put the Slimming World YouTube channel on your telly and cook along to a new recipe?
Yeah, it's also got real life stories as well, which are super inspiring. So you can go and watch loads of those happening.
Yeah, it's just about when you've got that time,
submerging yourself.
Use it wisely, okay? If you've just got 5 minutes and you can think, I often, when I'm really kind of in a crazy, just mad state, busy, I just try and think, what's my next meal? After I've eaten my meal, like, so after my breakfast, I will get out what I'm having for lunch. So the decision is always already made for when I'm hungry. It's already there.
So it doesn't come by surprise. That's where I've always struggled. Like, oh, lunch is here. I'm surprised. What am I going to do? Well, don't be surprised, because lunch comes every day. Yeah. Protecting yourself, really important. And having some fun. This isn't meant to be a chore.
And hey, sometimes, you know, the best plans that we put in place can go a bit wobbly or wrong.
So not too rigid.
And that's okay, like, if you go off it, but you're right, is it that you're planning too much and there needs to be a bit more flexibility? If you want to explore the different routes that Slimming World kind of talks about for food optimizing, there's a route A, route B, route C. Don't ask us to quote which one is
target,
which.
Target, you mean?
No, I mean for if you're going away.
So you mean the three strategies of Slimming?
Yes.
Yes.
So, but we can't tell you which one's A, B, and C, but they are.
So there is that, you know, I'm going to stick to food optimizing 100%. I'm going to give myself some flexibility.
Let's pretend that's
one.
Route A.
Yeah, route A is I'm going to stick to 100%. Route B is I'm going to give myself some flexibility, choosing free food wherever I can, but I'm going to allow myself some more kind of flexibility with my sins. And route C is just I'm waving goodbye. I'm leaving you at the airport, the train station, or the holiday park, and I'm going to pick you back up. And it's kind of understanding what you're liable to do. So, you know, if I totally abandon it, very hard for me to get back on. So I always pick the second option, somewhere in the middle.
Route C is just like, I suppose, just enjoying your holiday for the sake of just going for it and not worrying about Slimming World.
Well, and I think it's that kind of I'm just going to do what I want, and maybe that's when the old habits come back. But whatever route you choose, it's your route, it's your decision. Absolutely no guilt. I think facing it adult, very adult, like, actually, this is what I'm choosing to do. I know the consequence of actually abandoning is going to be a weight gain. The flexibility is going to, you know, really protect that there isn't going to be a substantial weight gain. You could come back even with a loss or a maintain. And sticking to it, again, that will say that you're going to have a weight loss, but that psychologically might be too restrictive. So finding out what's right for you and knowing that every day is different and there's no right or wrong. It's just knowing that you make the choice. I think that is really key.
Yeah, in previous years, we've asked, how do you want to feel in September?
Definitely.
And that's been a great way to kind of just really sit with the feeling of that as well, I think.
Because as humans, we're very hedonistic. We like that kind of enjoyment that in that moment. And what we don't always realise is how what that moment can do to us in 6-7 weeks' time and how it makes us feel. Is it worth it? You know, for me, I just went on holiday and actually came back with a maintain. And for me, that was such a victory because I had the balance of enjoying the holiday, but then didn't come back and think, oh, I've got to work so hard to be where I am. So it's knowing how you want to feel.
Yeah. All right. Whether you are someone who's going into group every week, you know, just know that that is an option. Your consultant will be there every week. Group will still be on.
We're there.
So,
every,
you know.
52 weeks of a year, we are there.
Yeah. So if you can make it a priority, if you're on holiday, go to another group.
Oh, I love it.
Oh, it's great to be nosy at another group, isn't it?
This Saturday I had 6 visitors. Literally, I just love seeing, the farthest one was Bristol. I've had like up in Scotland come down, right down from the south coast. I love it. Always pop in. You'll always get a warm welcome.
Yeah. Right. Enjoy your summer, whatever you get up to. We'll still be here doing podcasts every week. Every other week, we obviously do bonus members only podcasts. So they're on the app. If you're a member, you can access those. For everybody else who isn't a member, you're still more than welcome to be part of our crazy Slimming World podcast crew. We're on Slimming World Instagram, sorry, at Slimming World Podcast on Instagram. Too many Slimming Worlds and ats in that sentence. I'm very tired and clearly need to eat some salad.
Oh, bless you. Have you noticed how I never do the Instagram handles or the email? That's just something that's always defaulted to you because I don't trust myself to get it right. I'll give my personal phone number out.
Yeah. I know me so good.
You are so slick with it, aren't you? It's because you need some spinach. That's what you need, like Popeye.
Yeah. I definitely do. Spinach, right, we'll take a little selfie of us next to the croquet sign. You go have a terrific week, whatever you're up to, and we'll see you soon.
Bye for now.